I think we've gotten a little bit too PC, like, and I think that it's a problem, right? Because the problem is you're taking away the person's ability to laugh at themselves, which we really need, right? And I have a story I'll tell you, which to me really captures what I mean about being like a little too PC, which is I have a friend who has two hook hands. And you guys got silent, but maybe somebody in the back who was brave was laughing at that, right? Someone in the back might have been laughing. And that's okay. It's okay if you laughed at it because it doesn't mean you hate people with hook hands, right? It just means you didn't think I was gonna say hook hands. That's all. That's all that means. So the first time I met the guy, I also didn't expect a hook, right? It sort of, you know, kind of took me aback because he shook out the hook and I didn't see that coming. So I was like, huh, you know, what do I do in this situation? I'm not sure. Like, I've never been here before. Do I shake the hook? Do I not shake the hook? Do I hang my jacket on it? I'm not sure. So in the heat of the moment, I just decided I'm just going to pretend everything's fine. Right? Just bottle up my emotions. I shook the hook, said, nice to meet you, and I walked away. And then I had a friend who was a comic, and he was on the same show with me, and then he got the hook. And when he got the hook, he goes, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? You gotta warn a guy. You gotta warn a guy before you just shove your cutlery in his face. Was the right reaction. That's how I wish I had reacted, right? Because immediately the guy just looked so at peace, like, thank God someone's acknowledging the reality of the situation, not bottling it all up inside, pretending everything's fine. And we all had a good laugh and got on with it, right? So I feel like the moral of the story is, if you're ever uncomfortable, just freak the fuck out, make a big scene, and just get on with it. Because we're all human, right? We're all human. We all have flaws. We have to be able to laugh at ourselves, you know? Yes. That's what I think. I'd say the thing that I battle is depression. And I think that depressed people I think it's been a hard time to be depressed right now, right? Yes. Are you guys, they're clapping. If you're a depressed person, this has been an even harder time because we used to be special. Right? We used to be special. You could call up a friend and be like, I'm so depressed. And your friend would be like, why, Erica? Tell me, what's going on? And now you call up a friend, you're like, I'm so depressed. And they're like, yeah, Erica, everybody's depressed. And you're like, no, but like, I was depressed before all this happened. So I get like extra points for that. Like, I'm like doubly depressed now. And your friend's like, no, Erica, we're all flatlined with the depression. Like, we're all equally depressed now. The entire world is depressed. You're not special anymore. And then you're like, great, now I'm even more depressed. I want to find love, but it feels like it's hard to find, you know? And I keep having these sort of like, oh, it's maybe, no, it's not. You know, maybe, no. And I fall for narcissists a lot. I went out with this one guy who was such a narcissist. He really said this to me once. He was like, I love you more than you love me because I love myself so much. You need to love yourself more so that you can love me more. And I was like, actually, I think we both need to love you less. Because the more I love you, the more I hate myself for loving a guy who loves himself so much. I think another clue that your romance might be on the outs is, I think it starts to sizzle the second you start taking off your own clothes. Right? If you're not laughing, you're worried, by the way. You're like looking at each other like, are we done? Is it over? Because in the beginning, it's so exciting, right? When it's new and fresh, it's like, you know, you're tearing off each other's clothes, you're making a mess, you're pushing each other up against walls, consensually, hopefully. And then gradually over time, you know, you don't see it coming, but it happens very slowly. You find yourself politely taking off your shirt and folding it and putting it on your side of the bed. And then he takes off his shirt and his Invisalign and puts it on his side of the bed. Then you get under the covers, you turn out the lights, and you're like, why are you Googling Brita filters? I thought you found one you liked. And he's like, I had a coupon. And you're like, I guess I'll put my clothes back on. And he's like, I didn't even notice they were off. And you're like, it's over. So I guess the point is, maybe you guys should all start taking your clothes off right now. Yeah, it's that kind of show. They're like, we already did a long time ago. First joke in, we were naked. Our breakup was interesting because he was competitive with me. That was a problem we had. So one time, just out of the blue, he goes, you know, you're not smarter than me. And I was like, it's actually smarter than I am. And then he said, well, between you and I finished college and you didn't. And I was like, it's actually between you and me. And then he said, you and I are done. And I was like, you got that one right. I think another problem in relationships is people don't want to commit anymore, right? People are so scared of commitment. And I don't think commitment is such a complicated thing. You know, we make it so complicated, but like, how many people, you can't see each other here, but you know, you guys probably went to the grocery store today or a park. How many people did you see? Those are the two places, right? We're allowed to go to a park or a grocery store, and that's where you meet people now. Anyway, so if you guys were at the store today, I'm sure you saw a lot of people walking by, looking at the cereal or whatever. And let's say, how many people did you actually want to see naked? Right? How many? My guess is not that many. My guess is maybe one, maybe another you were curious about. So say a miracle happens and the person that you want to see naked in the park also wants to see you naked. I mean, that's pretty miraculous, right? The same person? And then say you do all the steps to get to that place. Like you buy tickets for a comedy show. You go to the, listen to a girl talk about herself for an hour. Then, you know, you go to another location. You say all the right things. You get the person to take their clothes off. You finally get to that miraculous point where you get to see each other naked, and then another miracle happens and you like what you see. Do you really have to be like, I just want to see if like another miracle happens tomorrow? Like, no, just find someone you like to see naked and then just keep seeing each other naked until you don't want to see each other naked anymore. Right? That's love. It's that simple. We fought a lot. That's another sign. We fought about really dumb stuff. Like, we fought once during the show Catfish. Have you guys seen the show Catfish? Yes? Okay. Well, apparently, I was talking during the important parts of Catfish. And if you've seen Catfish and you think there are important parts in Catfish, you are part of the problem. It's about people who pretend to be different people online. And he's like, don't you think you could learn something from this? And I was like, the only thing I'm learning is that you're not who I thought you were. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. She's like, going through it right now, man. Going through it right now. I feel you. One of our fights was really, really dumb, even dumber than that. Like, he was sort of competitive with me. I think it's so important to find someone who lifts you up, supports you, you know. And one time, just out of the blue, he goes, you know, you're not smarter than me. And I was like, it's actually smarter than I am. And then he said, well, between you and I finished college and you didn't. And I was like, it's actually between you and me. And then he said, you and I are done. And I was like, you got that one right.
You guys were so smart. You saw that coming. You knew exactly what the grammar was. Some people don't know the correct grammar, but this is, you can tell you're in a college town, you know? Educated bunch in here. I should have known he wasn't right for me when my mom liked him. That was probably the final straw. You know, she's just so desperate at this point, you know? Like, she's so sick of having conversations where we have nothing to talk about, like, you know, because I don't have a boyfriend or, as I said, anything except a toaster. And so the conversations are all just like, so, how's your car doing? Still driving it, you know, still has four wheels. How's your apartment? Still live there. Yep. So she just wants something else to talk about, you know, and now I think she's just really like hoping I might be gay. She's like holding out for that, because anytime I post a photo with a girl, she emails me and she's like, Dana looks nice. Are you gonna bring Dana home for Christmas? Can't wait to meet her. I'm like, I'm not gay yet. You know, give me one more year. One more year to try this. Another guy I dated, I called her about. I was like, I'm seeing a new guy. He doesn't have a job right now. There is a slight chance he's a drug addict. Small possibility he's also homeless, because he's been staying with me for about 4 days. Doesn't look like he's making much progress and leaving anytime soon. And she just goes, but he likes you? I was like, Mom, what happened to know your worth, honey? She always said, know your worth. And she was like, that was when you were younger. You were worth a lot more back then. I am getting a little older. I'm not old, but I'm in my 30s. Is anyone in that age range here? Yeah. Wow, you're pretty happy about it. That's good. Good job. Usually they're like, yeah, here. It's funny because for some reason, the second you turn 30, you start saying you're old. You're like, that's it. I'm old now. I'm old. And then for 10 years, you just keep saying it. You're like, I'm old. I'm old. I'm old. I'm old. And then you turn 40 and you're like, now I'm old. I could have been young for an extra 10 years, but I wasted it saying I was old. Now I've lost 10 extra years where I could have been young. Then you turn 80, you're like, now I'm really old. I could have been just kind of old. Now I'm really old. Then you die, and you're like, I could have been alive for 82 and a half years. Now I'm dead. I can't even have this brilliant thought. My mom is proud of me, though. She was like, honey, I'm just so relieved you were never involved with Harvey Weinstein. She's like, I know you weren't, because I told your father if she had been, she'd be a lot more successful. And she was like, Erica, I just had this revelation. You and Grandma are very similar. Because you're in a male-dominated profession with stand-up comedy, and Grandma was in a male-dominated profession with aeronautical engineering. I was like, yeah, we're pretty much the same person, except one of us was very good at math, and the other owns one towel. Besides that, we're both killing it. Just killing it. It was a weird year for men, right? Weird year for men. Not a great year to be a creepy male comic. So it wasn't a great year to be a male comic. So it wasn't a great year to be a male. The most surprising about the whole movement was how surprised we were by men being gross. Like, that's one of the first things I learned as a child. My mom was like, eat your broccoli, men are gross. And then suddenly this year we all woke up and every morning it was like, did you hear? Did you hear another man was gross again? And I'm like, I thought we knew that. And then another day goes by and you're like, did you hear another one? Another one was gross. I'm like, I'm not shocked. I thought we knew this already. The men are like, yeah, we know. We know. I don't think that all men are bad or anything. I just think that maybe they're slow learners. Right? We just need to give them a little time to catch up. And if they're over like 80, just let them die a creep. You know? Give them those last couple years. You don't need to teach an 80-year-old man why it's demeaning to call a woman sweetheart, you know? He's only got a little time left. You guys are like, was that political? We don't know. We're confused. I've been traveling a lot, which is, it's good to get out of LA, you know? It's nice. He's like, I got out and I stayed out. It's you know, it's a weird place, L.A. I anytime you can get out and just remember what real people are like, that's comforting. And I don't always get a lot of time in places, but I do meet a lot of Lyft drivers, you know, because I take a lot of Lyfts. And you can tell a lot about a place just by the Lyft drivers, you know. So I was in Minnesota recently, and they are so nice there. My Lyft driver was such a sweetheart. She was like, oh my gosh, you're a comic? Oh wow, that's so brave. I could never be a comic. Your mother must be so proud of you. And I was like, thank you. And then I get back to LA, and my driver's like, oh, you're a comic? Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm also an actress slash producer slash massage therapist slash blogger slash vlogger slash marine biologist. I don't really need this job. I'm just doing it to study people. It's like, maybe you should study the art of silence.